In his courses about love to Godhead, in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a son of Venkata Bhatta, a resident of Sri Ranga, South India. Gopal Bhatta formerly belonged to the disciplic succession of Ramanuja Sampradaya, as later become part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. In the year Shakapta 1433, that means our time, 1511, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a tour in South India, he stayed for 4 months during the period of Chaturmasya in the house of Venkata Bhatta, who then got the opportunity to serve the Lord to his heart's content. Gopal Bhatta also got the opportunity to serve the Lord at that time. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was later initiated by his uncle, the great sannyasi Prabhudananda Saraswati. Both the father and the mother of Gopal Bhatta were extremely fortunate, but they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan and they gave up their lives thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was later informed that Gopal Bhatta Goswami had gone to Vrindavan and met Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami there, he was very pleased and he advised Sri Rupa and Sanatana to accept Gopal Bhatta Goswami as their younger brother and take care of him. Sri Sanatana Goswami, out of his great affection for Gopal Bhatta, compiled the Vaishnava Smriti named Paribhakti Vilas and published it under his name. Under the instruction of Sri Rupa and Sanatana, Gopal Bhatta Goswami installed one of the seven principal deities of Vrindavan, the Radharaman deity. The Sevites of the Radharaman temple belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission from all the Vaishnavas before writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also gave him his blessings. But he requested him not to mention his name in the book. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami only very cautiously in one or two passages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Jiva Goswami has written at the beginning of his Tattva Sandharva, a devotee from southern India who was born of a Brahmana family and was a very intimate friend of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, has written a book that he has not compiled chronologically. Therefore, I, a tiny living entity known as Jiva, I am trying to assort the events of the book chronologically, considering the direction of great personalities like Madhvacharya, Sridhar Swami, Ramanujacharya, and other senior Vaishnavas in the disciplic succession. In the beginning of the Bhagavad Sandharvas, there are similar statements by Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami compiled a book called Kshatriya Sara Tipika, edited the Haribhakti Vilas, wrote the foreword to the Satsandharva, and the commentary to the Vishnu Kandamrita, and installed the Radharaman deity in Vrindavan. In the Gaur Ganadesh Tipika, it is mentioned that his previous name in the final pastimes of Lord Krishna was Ananda Manjari. Sometimes he is also said to have been an incarnation of Kuna Manjari. Srinivasa Charya and Gopinath Acharya were two of his disciples.
Om Akhilanti Namya Svati Manchi Vasavati Nam. Chakshur Kumbhili Tamya Dhatasvan Shri Pramila Mahak. Ukam Kurot Vachalam Kumbhuma Gaya Pren Yatrita Tama Hama Vishri Kumbhila Paranam Paranam Mahatma Krishna Chakami Shara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse in chapter 9 and 10 of the Adi Lila, Krishna's Kamyaj Goswami gives a very nice description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's three. He himself, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the maintainer of the universe, Vishvambar, he planted the seed of the tree known as Chaitanya tree. And very wonderfully, he also became its gardener. Kumali. He became the gardener of the tree he planted. So like a gardener planting seeds of plants to cultivate them and watering them and protecting them from weeds and from insects and natural enemies so that the plant will grow very nicely. And the gardener, observing how the plant is growing nicely, becomes very joyful, very happy by seeing that. So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya, when he watered his own tree, and he saw how the branch of this tree became very strong, it was not infected by some termites or some insects, and some natural enemies, and it had many branches and sub branches and very healthy leaves and fruits. So then the transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very happy. Because that was his desire, that these branches and sub branches of his tree will grow all over the world and even all over the universe. So the main branch of the tree, actually the branch, the trunk, and the trunk and the main part of the tree was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his branches. And Nityananda was another main branch, and Advaita Acharya was another main branch. And from Advaita Acharya, another main branch appeared, Gadadha Pandit. So in this way, all these main branches had the sub-branches, and the sub-branches had again the sub-sub-branches, and it became a very nice tree. And this tree is actually a desire tree, and it has many fruits, for many, many fruits of Krishna Prema. And the transcendental gardener, when he saw these fruits, he was relishing them, and he was distributing it to all his associates, and told them, so please, all relish this tree, fruits of that tree, of this tree, and also distribute it. Distribute it all over, whomever you meet, wherever you go. So this the transcendental command, the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, Yare Deke Tarekane Krishna Padesh, Amara Gyari Guru Hanatara Edesh.
that wherever you go and whomever you meet, you should teach the people this Krishna consciousness, give them the fruits. Parante bhumite vaila manusya chamachara chama satata karikara para upakara. So these verses are all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the words of Lord Chaitanya, his transcendental instruction, where he told that everyone who is born in Bharatvarsha, he should preach and spread this Krishna consciousness in every town and village. Paranta Pumita Hoida Manusya Chama Chara Chama Sarta Yakari Kara Para Upakara. It's a Para Upakara, it's a supreme instruction, a supreme topic. What is to be heard, what has to be spread and teach. Any other knowledge besides the knowledge of bhakti is ignorance. Because it binds the living entity, and it roots him in this material world, and it keeps him here, and they become afflicted by so many anarthas, not nice plants. Plants will destroy his opportunity of human form of life to become a pure devotee one day of Radha Krishna. So only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his eternal associates, and by the followers of them, if one has the rare opportunity to come in contact with this disciplic succession, Sampradaya, then one will receive the bhakti, Lata Beach, the seed of devotional service. And that's the seed of devotional service has to be cultivated and also protected, so that bhakti, pure devotion and ultimately love to Krishna, they will become established within the heart, within one's consciousness. That's the goal. So therefore Lord Chaitanya empowered many devotees on that tree to assist him to fulfill his desire as Vishnu Bhagavan, the maintainer of the universe, to spread and teach Krishna consciousness to others for the welfare. It's a welfare activity, para upakara. The greatest welfare activity is to give Krishna consciousness. This bhakti, to wherever you meet and wherever you go. So therefore Lord Chaitanya, he arranged that different personalities appeared, all these eternal associates. Like here in Vrindavan, all the associates of Krishna were eternal associates who came with him to assist him in his diva here in Vrindavan. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya is not different from Krishna, Radha Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nai, Anya. So he came with these devotees to assist him to spread Krishna consciousness. So, and as mentioned in these pages, in this chapter, there are many branches, main branches, who are very great devotees, who were completely unalloyed and completely absorbed in Lord Chaitanya and in his mission. So, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami are a main branch of this tree of Lord Chaitanya. And associates of Lord Sanatana and Rupa Goswami were the six Goswamis headed by Raghunath Das, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. They are the six Goswamis. So today, here above, of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya, he arranged that different personalities appear in different regions in the world, in India, and also in the world. Some appear in the highest places where the Ganga was flowing, and somewhere where appeared in places where the Ganga was not flowing. This was considered an impious place. And somewhere even, I would say, appearing in southern India. Although Shastra Bhagavatam says, in Kali Yuga, especially the southern Indian Vaishnavas have great unalloyed devotees of the Lord. But in Bengal, or some places in Bengal, and other places, Bihar like that, there are many places where the Ganga is not flowing, and where not necessarily pious people were living, because most of them they were Shaktas, worshippers of Kali, Chandi, Chandi Pucha, meat and fish eaters. But still, the Vaishnavas appeared in their families Why Lord Chaitanya arranged that, you know, to purify these families, to give this family, to elevate these families in these regions and villages to the platform of bhakti, of pure devotional service. So that was the great mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, who appeared in many, many different places to purify that these places. Get their samskara from that place, but then transcend that samskara or whatever impressions they got and become pure Vaishnava in Lord Chaitanya's mission. So Jiva Gopal Bhatta Goswami appeared in South India, as already mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada in the third word. He appeared in Srirangam. Srirangam's very famous pilgrimage place, nice big temple there. I never been there personally, but I saw photos and films about it, and from devotees who visited that place. It is a very gorgeous temple with many, with very nice standard of worship, of seva. They're very punctual, very expert in deity worship. Especially the worship Lakshmi Narayana. Srirangam is a Vishnu form in that great temple, who has seven fortresses. It's like a fortress with seven walls around it. It's like a huge city, just all temple. We have a little replica here in Vrindavan of Srirangam. And even that is very gorgeous. And it's very nicely maintained here. You see, if you enter there, you feel like you enter Vaikuntha. And that is actually, Srirangam is Vaikuntha. That means everything there is pakka, everything is in proper order, everything very steady, clean, like in Vaikuntha. So, in that place, there were three brothers, the Bhatta brothers, headed by the first one, oldest one, Tiram. Anyway, there was an older brother and the middle brother, the father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. What's his name? Somebody remembers? Venkata. Venkata Bhatta. And other one, Prabodhananda Saraswati. And whose samadhi is also here in Vrindavan. He has Pachakuti here and samadhi here in Kaliyadaha. Means Kaliyagat. Just on the side, there's a little Pachakutir and Samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Prabodhananda Saraswati, he was the great sannyasi, it's mentioned here, and he became the guru of Gopaldapa, initiating Diksha, Diksha Guru. All of them, actually all three of them, the elder brother Venkatabhata and Prabodhananda Bhata at that time, who became a Goswami later on, they were Sevites in Sri Rangam temple. And they were worshippers of Lakshminarayana. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited South India and Sri Rangam after taking sannyas, he settled himself in Jagannath Puri, and in Jagannath Puri he developed a desire to travel in South India, pilgrimage, because there are many pilgrimage places in South India, many nice temples and shrines of the different Vishnu and also Shiva temples. And Lord Chaitanya developed the desire, so now I'm a sannyasi, now I should travel. It's the first duty of a sannyasi, to travel, not to sit in one place. It's not a kshetra sannyasi. So he should travel and preach and bring Krishna consciousness there, forever. So Lord Chaitanya's main preaching and chanting was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He was completely absorbed in the holy name. Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare. So in this way he was chanting famous mantra. And in this way he was a complete ecstasy in traveling through South India. He was very happy there. Because the sannyasi is traveling, but he is not traveling in the Chaturmasya time, in the 4 months of rainy season, and this is very strong in South India, more strong than here in Vrindavan. So it's a lot of rain there, and especially in that time the seasons were more steadily and really here present. Nowadays the seasons become more and more disturbed and not so clear. Sometimes rain, sometimes no rain, but there's a lot of rain at that time. And at that time it's advised that the sannyasi should not travel. He should follow the Chaturmasya Vrata and stay in one place and jump church chant and have Krishna Katha there. So he stayed in the house of Venkatabhata. Pure Vaishnavas. Although they were not, they were worshipping Lakshminarayana, but still Lord Chaitanya, he chose them, they were Brahmanas, they were pure, they offered everything to the Lord, so therefore he decided to stay there, also to give them the mercy, give them the mercy of his association. Lord Chaitanya spent a lot of time there, these 4 months, always speaking about Krishna. And of course, also convincing the Banda family to accept Krishna and become devotees of Radha Krishna. But they ultimately did. They accepted Lord Chaitanya's instruction. They became defeated by his arguments and clear statements about the superiority of Radha Krishna worship. So they ultimately also decided to follow that path. And it's not a deviation. It's not that they became unchaste to Lakshminarayana, because Lakshminarayana is Radha Krishna, just in another mood, in the most sweet mood. Here in Vrindavan. That is what they choose, therefore, and became Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya, he gave also a special mercy to Gopalpata. Gopali was at that time a boy, maybe 8, 10, around this time, years old. And he had the opportunity, Gopalpata, he did some menial service to Lord Chaitanya, and he felt great attraction to him. So he became very much attached. And Lord Chaitanya gave him a lot of mercy and attention, and also blessings, ultimately, to become one of the six Goswamis, one of the associates of Sri Rupa Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan. So after Lord Chaitanya left South India, left Sri Ranga after the 4 months, all the three brothers and also Gopalpata, they fell unconscious. The pain of separation, Lord Chaitanya leaves us now, so we cannot go with him because we have obligations here, family and our puja and our responsibilities. And our son is not grown up enough, so we cannot immediately all leave now. So they stay there. And then later on, Gopalpata, when he was, he served his parents, because the son always stays with the parents until he is old enough. Parents are still alive, he doesn't leave them. And Lord Chaitanya advised Gopalpata not to marry, to always stay brahmachari, because he had a vision for him, a mission for him, already in that time. And one point, Gopalpata, he got the permission and blessing from his parents to leave, to go to Vrindavan. That time, Gopalpata, he had a dream. In that dream, he got a vision of Navadvip, of Lord Chaitanya's Navadvip Leela, how he was not a sannyasi, how he, when Lord Chaitanya was Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, and how he was chanting and dancing with his associates there, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charya, Srivas Thakur, and all their associates. Madhava Pandit, Mukunda, like that. So he was Lord Chaitanya was completely in ecstasy. And Gopalpata Goswami, he became very happy. And he cried and thought, oh, why I didn't have the opportunity to join Lord Chaitanya at that time, you know, before he took sannyas. And then later on in that dream, you know, this beautiful picture of Lord Chaitanya's eternal Leela in Navadvip, Sankirtan Leela with his associate, turned again into sannyas Leela. So the Adi Leela is Grihastha Leela, Navadvip, eternal Leela of Lord Chaitanya, and the Madhya and Antya Leela is mostly the Sannyas Leela, where Lord Chaitanya left Vrindavan, left Navadvip, Mayapur, and went on Jagannapuri and traveled all over India, spreading Krishna consciousness there. That's the mission. So with this mission, Lord Chaitanya is spreading Krishna consciousness, and he felt sannyas was necessary, that the people will take him seriously. So Gopalpata, he felt great separation of Lord Chaitanya, and he made himself on the way to follow the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, who sent him to Vrindavan. Because after they had not association of the well-wishing Acharya or Guru or the Supreme Lord, what is our shelter? The shelter is to follow the instruction. If we are not able to follow instruction, and we have not association of the Acharya, then we are completely lost. Then we are lost, we are hopeless. So our only hope and prayer is, to always keep hold, on the road of the Acharya's instruction. Because that will fulfill all our desire, that will make our life ultimately perfect. So that's our prayer, humble prayer, to always meditate about the instruction of the Supreme Lord and His representative. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this instruction to Gopal Bhatta not to marry, and go to Vrindavan to become associate of Rupa and Sanatana and assisting them in their mission, in their work there. So that was all Lord Chaitanya already arranged. Although Rupa Sanatana Goswami, actually Lord Chaitanya met Gopal Bhatta before Rupa Sanatana. That's an interesting fact. Because Rupa Sanatana, Lord Chaitanya met only later on, in Ramakevi. So the first personality of the six Goswami, what Lord Chaitanya actually met and gave blessings. You know who it is? The Raghunath Das Goswami. Because he was a small boy at that time. And the second one was Gopal Bhatta, who was also young at that time. And then Rupa Sanatana, Lord Chaitanya only met later, personally. But they had already later contact when Lord Chaitanya, before they met Lord Chaitanya. And therefore Lord Chaitanya met them in Ramakevi and gave them his mercy. And then there also Lord Chaitanya was surrounded by many thousands of followers. But then Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Sanatana Goswami gave him advice not to go to Vrindavan, because he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Don't go to Vrindavan with so many people. When you go to Vrindavan, just alone. Otherwise you cannot absorb, and he's always agitated by the atmosphere of so many people around you who are your followers. Therefore go alone. And Lord Chaitanya accepted that advice. He thought Rupa Sanatana, they're very intelligent. So give me good advice not to go to Vrindavan with many people, with many followers. So Gopal Bhatta came to Vrindavan. Rupa Sanatana Goswami were already there at that time. They established successfully the mission. Sanatana Goswami established the worship of Radha Madan Mohan, and Rupa Goswami, he found Govindadev and installed him also. That time there was no temple. They worshipped them in very humble and simple way, underneath a tree, made a little touch covering for them and worshipping them, offering whatever they could get by Madhukari in that time. But the most important mission for Rupa Sanatana Goswami was giving shiksha to future Vaishnava. They didn't accept the disciples personally, they did never give diksha. But they gave shiksha, they wrote books. Because it was Lord Chaitanya's desire to write Vaishnava literatures for the benefit of the future Vaishnavas, that they can make progress in devotional service and understand Lord Chaitanya's mission and the supreme goal of life. Love to Krishna, Radha Krishna. So that's That's what Lord Chaitanya wanted, to assist to the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami gave great assistance. And gradually, Gopal Dutta Goswami came, others came later on. Raghunath Das, Jiva Goswami, like that, well assisted Lord Chaitanya and actually Sanatana and Rupa Goswami in their mission to establish holy places, write books, and preach Krishna consciousness for the people, for the future of new Vaishnavas. So when Gopal Bhatta came there, Rupa Sanatana Goswami accepted him as their younger brother. So younger brother. And first Gopal Bhatta Goswami was assisting Rupa Goswami in his puja of Govindadev. But later on, he became attached for himself to also get deity. But it was not so easily available to go to a Motivala and get a deity like that. So he thought, I want to go to River Gandaki, nowadays Nepal, to get that's the only place where he can get found Shalagram Shilas. So he traveled there to get find some Shalagram Shilas in that river, in the riverbed of Gandaki. And so in this way he received 12 Shilas. And he brought them back to Vrindavan and started to worship them. Worship them very precisely, very devotionally. And during the time of worshipping the Shila, he also desired to worship the Lord in more personal form, not just in stone form, as a deity, as a tapuji. So, but how to do that? So the seed of that was one wealthy merchant came and offered Gopal Bhatta some decorations, some nice dress and for the deities, and clothes and ornaments. But he thought, no, for Chalagram Shiva, this is no use. I cannot use all these things. How can I decorate them? I would like to decorate the Lord. I want to make Shringar, nice dress, nice decorations. Want to serve him like in the Rupa Goswami Govindadev. So actually the interesting thing is this happened around the Singhadev Chaturdasi time, and the next day when Gopal Bhatta Goswami woke up, one of the Shilas, of the 12 Shilas, the Damodar Shila, he worshipped, took up the form for deity, about 12 inches high, so about 30 centimeters high. He can self-manifest it with head, arms, legs, lotus feet, lotus eyes, mouth, everything was there. So he was very, very much impressed. Very happy, that the deity, one Shalagram Shila, became self-manifested. The Lord showed the form. And he showed the most sweet, the most perfect form. His lotus feet, his chest, his head. This topic will be short and we stop soon. So, accepted this form, manifested this form before his devotee to please him, to satisfy him. And so, in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami became worship of Radharaman and Rupa Sanatana Goswami. They came and saw about the darshan, and they also became very happy. They made the installation. Installation was in 1542, because it was in the Lord appeared in the full moon day, and then they made the installation and the whole ceremony. And this puja is still going on here on the instruction of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The seva is still going on very nicely. And Lord Chaitanya also told Gopal Bhatta will become a very great acharya. He become a Shkedu master in Shiksha and Diksha. He sent from Puri. When he heard that Gopal Bhatta Goswami arrived safely in Vrindavan, he sent his upper life float and the seat, his seat, where Lord Chaitanya was sitting on it, he sent to Vrindavan as a present. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very happy when he received this Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya, this, how's it called, Tatya. And he always worshipped that paraphernalia of Lord Chaitanya as not different from the Lord himself. He actually saw in Radha Raman, Radha Krishna combined, and also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who manifested himself one time from the deity when Gopal Bhatta was in separation of Lord Chaitanya, became manifested. He saw Lord Chaitanya. So this deity is very special. Of course, all the deities are very special here of this of the Goswamis. And we are very happy here to be in Vrindavan, where these temples are still here, these Thakurjis are here. The samadhis of Gopal Bhatta Goswami is there, Sanatana Rupa Goswami, and all the great associates. So he also wrote books. He had, and the commentaries, as we've already read. And he had one great disciple, and also by the advice and instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srinivasacharya, from the second generation, who was practically like an embodiment of Lord Chaitanya. His Gaura Shakti was bestowed in Sanatana Goswami, Srinivasacharya, to spread Krishna consciousness and also distribute books. So he's our first book distributor in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. There were no book distribution going on before that. But Srinivasacharya, after the Goswami's lineages were ready, so he became the distributor of these books in Bengal especially. He became the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And the disciple of Srinivasacharya is Ramachandra Kaviraj. So Ramachandra Kaviraj, we also have the disappearance day of him. So in this way, because he became the disciple, I'm going to only tell a little story how Ramachandra Kaviraj met Srinivas, how these great souls met each other. And actually, it was happening on his marriage day, in his wedding day. He was a son of one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Chiranjeev Sen. From Shikanda. But then after his father died, he and his brother Govinda, the brother Govinda, who became later known as Govinda Kaviraj. So this song was compiled by Govinda Das. He was a brother of Ramachandra Kaviraj. So they are growing up by the grandfather, who was a Shakta. He was a worshipper of Durga. And because of his influence, they, both of them became also Durga worshippers. But then, on the wedding day of Ramachandra, who was a doctor, an Ayurvedic doctor, and also a poet, like Govinda also, he was a poet. So he had a wedding, they carried him the bridegroom in the palanquin with the bride together. And they passed by near the ashram of the home of Srinivasacharya, who was just sitting outside speaking with some disciples. And then they meet each other by eye glance, looking at each other. So, and when Srinivas saw Ramachandra, he was very beautiful, very attractive. He looked like a cupid, And Srinivas was asking the disciples, who is he? And so they told him, he's a Kaviraj, actually not a Kaviraj at that time, but he was an Ayurvedic doctor and a poet, son of Chiranjeevi Sen. And he has it on his wedding. So Srinivas was very happy, he smiled. And the same thing happened with Ramachandra. He saw Srinivas and he felt attraction to him, like they knew each other since long time. And he took this impression, this picture of Srinivas with him and he completely forgot his wedding, that he was yet his wedding day. So he actually went home, but immediately left, went to stay in the Brahmana's house overnight. And then the next day, he went to Srinivasacharya, to his home, and he offered his dandavan to him, of prayers, and requested him, to accept him, as his disciple, that he can become his disciple. And Srinivasacharya was very happy, he embraced him, and he told him, actually, you are my eternal associate, life of the life, like Narottam. He mentioned Narottam at that time, Narottam Das Thakur. You too. Narottam is one of my eyes, you are my other eyes, and you are my two hands. Srinivas thought. And he embraced him again and again, and he gave him transcendental instructions and training in the Vaishnava Shastras from the Goswami literatures and Bhagavatam. So in this way, Krishna Ramachandra Kaviraj became a very nice trained, great preacher. He himself wrote about 3-4 books, mostly song books and prayers, poems, and about Lord Chaitanya's glories. And he also went several times to Vrindavan with his guru to meet Srinivasacharya. Both of their samadhis are here in Tira Samira site, near Kupishwar Mahadev temple. There's a samadhis of Srinivasacharya and Ramachandra Kaviraj. I wanted to sing one song. With your blessings, I maybe find the melody and can sing it. It's a little short, composed by Ramachandra Kaviraj. I love that. It's very nice. It's about Lord Chaitanya.
Deka deka arabai, koranga chandra parakai.
So internally they were always in the highest platform, but at the same time they also gave for the benefit of others the sadhana, the process, how one can become a pure devotee and an eternal associate of Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Krishna Sarayana Jitaka Ramachandra.